Good morning, Teletuners. We are back again for our last episode of the semester with Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Today's episode is one that we're both very excited about. It's a very big shift from our last episode. It's Yellow Jackets this morning. Yay!
Yay!
So those of you who have not seen Yellow Jackets, it's a little bit more on the PG-13 side. So some of the songs fit into the PG-13 genre. Yeah. Let me just say that. Yeah. So proceed with caution. But this first song is... Oh, my gosh.
That could have been...
This first song is inspired by just kind of... Well, this song is in the show. But one of the things that I did when picking my songs was like... I tried to pick the songs that were in the show that, like, were also in my liked songs.
Real.
Because listening to the show, it has a lot of... It takes place in the 90s, has a lot of 90s grunge, so this is, like, one of my faves. This is Mother Mother by Tracy Bonham.
Mother Mother, how's the family? I'm just calling to say hello. The heart grow blind. When you send me off to see the world, were you scared that I might get hurt? Would I try a little tobacco? Would I keep on hiking up my skirt? I'm hungry, I'm dirty, I'm losing. I'm freezing, I'm starving, I'm bleeding to death. Starving, I'm bleeding to death. I miss you, I love you.
Precious stone, precious, and one of them is their rarity, their extreme.
That was Mother Mother by Tracy Bonham. Bonham?
I think it's Bonham.
Bonham. Okay. If you listen to the show, I pronounce names wrong frequently. No offense to
anyone. She's like, I'm so sorry, Tracy, for pronouncing your name wrong. I was like, that's not really out of character for you. Like, bees geese, I believe it was.
Shh, don't talk about
yeah.
it.
Oh, my gosh. But so, for those of you who haven't seen Yellow Jackets, let me just give you a quick little rundown of the show. So, it's basically this soccer team. They're called the Yellow Jackets. And they're going to nationals, and they're on a plane, and their plane crashes, and they're in the middle of nowhere, and they just kind of have to learn how to survive against just the elements, but also as they're just trying to survive against themselves and the wilderness, they're kind of realizing that there's something else that's out there. So whether it's a being, whether it's an entity, a mindset, we don't know, but it's definitely getting them into some trouble. Yeah.
Some spook, that's like a spooky kind of supernatural element.
Yes, which is like they're just trying to survive out in the wild as well, but then they're kind of realizing that there's something else that's out there. Like there's something else that's working against them or for them, or they're working for it. Yeah. We don't know. But yeah, so a big like part of the show that I love, and anytime I tell somebody to watch the show, is the soundtrack. Or, like, the score of the show is very creepy. It's very eerie. So they often have, like, just, like, female, like, groans.
Yeah.
But, like, harmonized. And it's so, like, it's so beautiful, but so haunting. Mm-hmm. And it really is just so horrifying, and I love it. But the reason I picked this song is because it kind of has that element to it, but it's also Miley Cyrus, so it's a little bit more rated R. So this is going to be one where I say viewer discretion is advised, or listener discretion is advised, because it's a little bit on the inappropriate side, lots of bad words in the song, but I feel like it plays into the fact that it's a very 90s show, and the musical aspect of it, like Miley Cyrus kind of plays into it a little bit, not in the same like genre of the show, but anyway, this is Bad Karma with Miley Cyrus and Joan Jett.
You may think I'm ghosting, but the truth is I'm a liar. I sell you what I tell you, but you ain't a fucking buyer. You're thinking that I'm sleeping.
It's like, That was Bad Karma by Miley Cyrus. Sorry if I accidentally assaulted anybody's ears. Any parent or anyone who's listening, I really appreciate you guys for but I don't know, I feel like that kind of gives into like the essence of like the way that the girls like grown and stuff in the show. No, it's like it's awesome.
But I got the vibes.
Yes, good. Good, good. But also Miley Cyrus is just freaking fire, and that album was my favorite.
It's a really good album.
It is a good album.
Okay. A question we always ask is, well, also, okay, so one aspect of the show is that there is a time, like it goes back and forth between two timelines.
Yes.
So there's like the 1996 is the year the plane crashes and they're in the wilderness for 18 months. And then the survivors get rescued. We don't all know who survived, but we get a glimpse of like a couple of them and we see their lives as adults.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely, they're dealing with like the traumas and like the weight of supposedly what they did, and I'm doing air quotes, you can't see that, but what they did out in the wilderness. So in the future, we see a few of the characters named Shauna, Thaisa, who else?
We...
Oh my gosh. Well, Shauna, Thaisa, Natalie.
Natalie. We get, and then we get...
Misty.
We two more in season two, which is we get Lottie and Van. Spoilers.
Oh, I was like, yes, okay. We're also going to be sharing like some spoilers, so if you really don't want any spoilers for the show, sorry. but
also brief, like, I mean, already a little bit like we get
content warning, but
there's some gore that happens in the show that we will be briefly mentioning. So
yes,
content
yeah. But so we get these two timelines. We see these girls when they are younger, and we see them kind of in the wilderness. But then we like, alongside, we're seeing kind of how they're dealing with the idea of what they did, which we still don't know everything that they've done.
Yeah.
I looked it up. It's supposed to be a 5-season show. We only have 2 seasons
That's
so far.
Crazy.
I know. And season 3 comes out on Valentine's Day.
I'm so excited.
Me freaking too. And my boyfriend has been watching it too. Shout out, Joseph. You're listening today. Hello. that was the audience clapping. Just
Yeah,
because we have a live audience.
Yeah, we do. Sitting right there.
But yeah, sitting just right there. Just one person. But yeah, so he also watched it, so we're going to watch it on Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh. See, my boyfriend doesn't really like that I like content about cannibalism.
Spoilers. A bit of a... They're in the wilderness, you know? You kind of got to, like, assume what are they going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Cannibalism.
He doesn't support my content choices, and...
Does he think you're going to be a cannibal?
Yes.
Because...
Yes. Well, okay, so... I am playing some Ethel Cain in this show. We will see her later. She has this concept album about that. One of my favorite movies is Bones and All, which is about that. And then there's a show which is about that. So it's kind of a pattern.
For you.
For me. So he's kind of a little scared. So he won't watch it with me on Valentine's Day.
Ah.
I'm a little sad about it.
Get him to. Or you'll eat him. Oh, that's good.
He's sitting there shaking his...
He's like...
Okay, wait. Question I was going to ask was, what character do you think you are? And, like, who is your favorite character?
My favorite character? Easy, no doubt. Jackie.
Oh.
I love Jackie.
T.
I know. Is that T?
I think it is T. I think she's controversial.
I think she is, too, but she's also just, like...
But also, I was going to say, you kind of give Jackie to me.
I think I kind of give Jackie a little bit, too.
I feel like you kind of look like her a little bit.
I think I kind of look like her a little bit, too. But not, like, in, like, a really, like... Not completely, but I think it could be like, well, I could see a similarity, because, I don't know, I think I have similar eyes. But, I love Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jackie is kind of like the team captain. She's the one who's like, in the first episode, they're all at a party and they're all fighting. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Yellow Jackets meeting now. And then she's like, go around and tell everybody what you love about each other. And I don't know. I just feel like that's something that I would do.
No, I think you give leader, and like, I feel like.
Thank you.
I feel like you give leader. And then also, I feel like in the situation, Jackie kind of reacts, I feel like, the most kind of natural for like a teen girl.
Yeah, where like they all immediately start like getting into chores, like I'll cut down wood, you go get water, I'll do this, you'll do that, and Jackie just kind of sits there.
Well, she's still like, I think like she's still coping of being like, what just happened?
That, but also it's a whole thing. I've seen so many people analyze it. She doesn't think that. This is something that I don't agree with.
She doesn't think that they're gonna get. Like,
she
rescued.
Yeah, she is just kind of like
they're gonna get rescued.
She's thinking that they're gonna get rescued within a few days. So she's like, what's the point of us like doing these chores? But she's also like, she's never really had to work for things. She's not they admit. In the first episode, she's not the best player on the team. She's just the one that can talk the most. She's just the one that can, like, reach people the best.
Yeah.
But I see a little bit of myself in Jackie, but and this one's crazy. Mm-hmm. After watching the whole show, I think I'm Shauna.
That is so relatable. I agree with that. But, like, okay, main character.
Yeah. No, well, I was thinking Jackie's the main character. But I guess maybe it is. Well, I think I'm a little bit of Shauna, where Shauna's more like, I've always thought that if I'm in a survival situation, I'd be like, all right, let's freaking do this. Yeah. Like, let's get down to business and let's do this. And I think that I would be the one that would have to, because, well, by the end of it, once they start getting the hang of, like, being in the wilderness, Shauna's typically the one that will do the gory things.
Yeah.
She'll do the things that no one else really wants to do, like, she will skin, like, a deer, or she will, like, cut the throat of a bear, and, like, stuff like that. Her. And I think that if it came down to it, I'd be the one that would be like, all right, let me do it, you know?
Yeah.
And...
Wow.
I don't know. Then there's, like, she has this, like, meat shed where she, like, cuts all the meat and stuff. But, spoilers, I'm not gonna say anything about that one yet. But she, like, hides... She's hiding the grossness from everyone else, so then no one else has to really see, like, the things that they have to do to eat. And I think that that's... a nice thing that she does. I don't know. Her.
I will answer my question. I will give my response to the question after this song.
Oh.
To give you a little break from our yapping. Yes. This song is kind of just, it's a metal-ish, it's kind of a metal vibey song, kind of inspired by, like, the evil presence that they're in the woods. So this is Have You Had Enough by Poppy.
Thank you.
That was They're All Around Us by Poppy. In here, like in the studio, it's so loud because the speaker is, first of all, right by Chloe's ear, and we cannot figure out how to turn it down. So it's, we have to yell in order to hear each other. And especially with that song, that was awesome. I loved that.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed a little new metal for the morning.
And who is your favorite character and what character do you think you are?
I feel like... give me your guess. Like, give me your guess.
I
have two.
I guess I have to think about this a little bit. I feel like you kind of give Thaisa.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
Really?
Because
I feel like she's very... like academically, like forward, where she's in the future, she's running for senator, mayor,
senator.
She's running for senator,
queen.
And she is a queen, and she's really awesome. And she like she has a son, and I don't know. I think that that's just in the future, but I feel like you kind of give Ty in the way that you are. I don't know, like.
That's such a compliment.
Do you know what I mean by that, though? Yeah, okay.
No, because she's very leader, take charge. She's very, like, no nonsense. But as the show goes on, like, so basically throughout the show, Ty is very much like, I don't believe in this presence that you guys are feeling. I don't believe in it. Like, this, like, kind of, like, witchy stuff that you guys are doing. I don't support it. I don't agree with it. But then towards the end, like, she kind of breaks down as, like, this is all we have out here is just believing in this. But... And so, like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't really feel like I would be her. I feel like her, like, leaderness, the way that she's like, I'm gonna go look for help. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I would be like, I'm staying here. I got a little cozy bed here. Real. Like,
cozy bed on a cabin floor.
On the floor. But I think that my favorite character is Natalie.
Oh!
I love her.
How can I forget about her? You're so Natalie.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I don't think I am her. I think I kind of want to be her. Not all of her decisions. Some of her decisions are a little...
Like what?
I'm not going to...
Spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil like one of the big things that she does that like kind of ruined her character for me. But
by the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil that either, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
But I love her. I think we have very similar style, very similar music taste. I think she's a lot tougher than me. I feel like I'm jealous of that, but
she had like a really hard like upbringing.
Yeah.
And she ends up being like the hunter of the group.
Yeah.
Her and this boy Travis, they go out and they hunt together, and whatever they bring back, Shauna skins. But who do you think you are?
I think I kind of agree that I relate to Shauna a lot. Like I feel like I'm
okay,
her. Not in the like that she like kind of becomes like the butcher essentially. I mean, like maybe I would do that. I feel like there are times when it's like when no one else wants to do something, I'll be like, yeah, I'll do it. And it's like sometimes you just gotta get over yourself and like
That's what I was thinking for me.
But I think that the part of her that I relate to is that she is very like emotional and she like writes in her journals, she reflects on everything. She's very intelligent. And I feel like
She's gonna go to Brown.
And I feel like everyone like she is one of the people that kind of withstands like supporting like the wilderness and like the presence the longest, and she's one of the people that the longest is like, no, this isn't real. And I feel like I relate to that because I feel like I wouldn't really like give into it. Like I feel like I would.
That's kind of why I was thinking you're Thaisa.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of the word, but you said no nonsense. I was like, yes, that's it.
Yeah,
the no nonsenseness.
But I was gonna say one thing about Natalie is like I will never be her because if you handed me a weapon, I would be so clumsy with it. I would not know what to do with it.
That's fair.
Oh, the other thing I was going to say about her, the thing about her that's relatable is, like, everyone in the wilderness is, like, in season one is stressing. They're, like, I mean, this is the first time that they're without their families. They basically lost everything.
Without food, like.
And Natalie's like, I'm going to flirt with this boy. Because there's one boy who was the coach's son who gets stuck with them. His name's Travis. And Natalie just kind of falls for him very quickly. And they hunt together. And half the time they're hunting, they're just kind of making out in the woods. And you know what? Getting distracted by a boy while you're supposed to be surviving, I feel like I would do that.
Well, there's also Coach Ben and then Javi.
Yes.
Who is Travis's younger brother.
Javi.
I love Javi.
He's so sweet.
So sweet. Coach Ben. Love Coach Ben.
I love... He's, like, one of the only sane ones on the show. Even yes. when he goes a little insane. But, mm-hmm. like, yeah.
Well, this next song I picked because... so, I'm chronically online. And in a lot of TikTok edits, they use this song. And it's... I think it's a new one. It's kind of on the rise right now. So, before it hits top 40, we're going to play it. So, this is Headlock by Imogen Heap.
Beautiful.
Something out of step. Throw a stranger an unexpected smile. With big intention, still posted at your station. Always on about the day it should have flown.
That song is very spooky. It's very like for the show. Like it makes a lot of sense to me. But yeah. I don't know. Should we go into more of like the plot of the show?
Yeah, we can. Well, okay, when did you discover this show and like how long have you like been a fan and like obsessed with it?
I had discovered it back in I think it was like early summer.
Okay.
And I got the spoiler.
Yeah.
Right off, like, the bat, at that part.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was, I, like, had, and I felt like a psychopath seeking that out, trying to be like, what is this show?
No, yeah.
But the shot that they do, here is a big spoiler that I'm about to give. If you don't want to know, turn it off, and in 30 seconds, you can turn it back on. Okay, yeah, I'm giving you 2 more seconds to turn it off.
I think the spoiler is what my next song is about, so.
Okay. Well, go away if you don't want a spoiler. They eat Jackie. Uh-oh. Jackie dies. And then I'm going to describe the scene.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so good.
So Jackie is, I guess it's going to be not 30 seconds, whatever. But so,
it's okay.
Sorry for anyone who joins back again. But they decide to give her a proper burial after Shauna is kind of really like manipulating her body in a way that acts like she's still there.
So Jackie, I don't think we said Jackie passes away.
Yes.
She dies. She freezes to death because she
slept outside and it snowed.
They get in a big fight and Jackie sleeps outside and it snowed and no one knew it was going to snow. So no one knew that it was dangerous for her to sleep outside, but she did not make it through the night.
And then Shauna is very devastated because you see this in the first episode. Mm-hmm. Shauna was sleeping with Jackie's boyfriend.
Yes.
And found out that she was then pregnant via
Jeff.
Via Jeff. And Jackie and her are just kind of fighting and they're mad. Yeah. And Jackie's like, Shauna, I want you to leave. And Shauna's like, no. Because Shauna holds a lot of power in the wilderness.
Yeah.
The power that Jackie does not have. Mm-hmm. Where Shauna's the one that provides the food.
Yeah.
Like, it's up to Natalie and Shauna to feed the rest of the girls. Mm-hmm. And Jackie feels powerless, so she wants to assert her dominance again because she's always kind of told Shauna what to do, bossed her around, this, that, tells her who to date, tells her what to do, when to go home. It's crazy. And now in this situation where she doesn't have any power and Shauna's kind of finally standing up for herself because she realizes, I have the power in this situation. Yeah. Like, you don't. And so she's like, no, you leave. And Jackie is just, she's like, fine. So she leaves. She falls asleep and stays asleep. And then...
R.I.P.
Queen. I love her. But then Shauna's kind of, you know, being weird and, like, acting like she's still alive because she feels really guilty and her body's frozen. So it's really gory, really creepy, gross. Mm-hmm. And she does her makeup and stuff. And then all the girls find out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, Shauna, this is sick. We need to bury her. Or, like, give her, like, the proper, like, ceremony. So they decide to cremate her.
Mm-hmm.
So they build her this beautiful, like coffin out of wood, basically. And then they set that on fire. And while Jackie is being cremated, they all go to sleep. But then snow from a tree falls and lands on her body.
It's like so, and that's one of the moments where it's like, is this the presence? Because it's like, it's just like the wind.
The
like,
wilderness is, is that the wilderness that's doing that? It's it's crazy.
Yeah.
So then all of the girls and Ben and Travis wake up to a smell.
Mm-hmm. And they're starving. They haven't had anything to eat.
Yes, it's been a drought of food. It's been weeks, I thought.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time. And so they all smell something, and then they kind of follow the smell and discover that it is their friend who has been literally baked. Cooked. It's disgusting.
She's got cooked.
But then, this scene is what's beautiful. It's crazy. It's sick. It's disgusting. But they're all sitting around, like, wearing, like, the clothes that are, like, ripped and torn apart, but, like, just anything to keep them warm in the dark cold. But then it also is it's parallelly shot to them dressed in, like, togas like and Greek, gold, like Greek gods. Yeah. It's beautiful. And then Shauna's the one that she reaches out as they're in their, like, Greek clothes. Shauna reaches out and grabs a strawberry and picks it up.
Yeah.
And you don't really see a ton of them just, like, ripping into, like, their friend's body, but you kind of understand that that's what they're doing, and that's what they're trying to portray by them eating this, like, feast for the gods.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Crazy.
It's very beautifully shot. It's, like, really...
It's very well done.
Yeah.
But it's horrible.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, that was the gross scene. But my song is kind of about that scene. So this artist, Ethel Kane, I'm a huge fan of her. She has this concept album which deals with similar themes that the show deals with. Not exactly like the same story. So this song is a little different, but if you listen to the lyrics, you'll understand how it relates. And so this is dedicated to Jackie. Rest in peace. This is Strangers by Ethel Kane.
Sweet divine, you devour like smoke. too hard, you'll never sleep a wink at night again. Don't worry about me and these green eyes, mama, just know that I love you. And I'll see you when you get here.
That was Strangers by Ethel Cain.
And wowza. If you listen to the lyrics, wait, like, tell them more about, like, what the story is. Because I definitely didn't pull that from what you told me.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, what you told me, I was like, oh, my God, that makes so much sense. But from just listening to it, I don't think that it would be super obvious.
So this song is, like, Preacher's Daughter is a concept album, and it's basically about this girl, Ethel Cain, who is a daughter of a preacher, and she runs away. And she kind of gets kidnapped by this guy who cannibalizes her. And this song is kind of her, like, watching herself be snacked on from beyond the grave. And there's a lot of lines of, like, am I making you feel sick? And then, like, she says, my memory restricted to a Polaroid and evidence. That line, banger, banger.
That was, like, every single line would be like, listen to this. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Wow. Like, it fits perfectly with the show.
Yeah,
but
it
also
really does.
Wow. So, R.I.P. Jackie.
Truly. Holding space for Jackie.
holding space
for Strangers by Ethel Cain. Really?
holding space for Ethel Cain.
For those things.
This song also, I think, could kind of go along with that. It's just a little bit more of, like, I could see her being edited to this song. I think that, I don't know, Jackie has, like, such a presence that is definitely missed throughout the show by Shauna, by Jeff, by, like, I don't know, by plenty of people. And Shauna has this, like, guilt about it, like, throughout when she's older and everything, too. And she will go to meet up with Jackie's parents every now and then. And her parents are just, they blame Shauna a little bit. And they're like, oh, she was just so perfect, and, like, you would know nothing about that. It's just, it's cruel.
Yeah.
The way that they talk to Shauna about it, because Shauna already carries this guilt about everything that happened before Jackie died, and then even in Jackie's death, she holds a lot of, like, remorse and stuff for that. I don't know. I think that this song can kind of go along with that. This is Mariana Cross by Ghost.
Besides the stardom, all we got was blue. just another bloody Mary. Mary.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Me saying hold on during the song. That's awesome. Yeah. I was just telling Chloe, I think that that song can be really connected to the scene because Jackie dies laying on a log that she is sleeping on, and it's Mariana Cross. And then when she's sacrificed, I hate to connect this biblically, but
It's
they're eating her body. Yeah. You know, it's she was a sacrifice and they, you know, ate her body, you know, whatever.
There are so many spoilers. Yeah, we are giving out so many freaking spoilers.
Also apologize if you are just tuning in. This is Telly Tunes with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
We are doing a Yellow Jackets episode today. So apologies if you heard some of our graphic stories.
Descriptions. Yes.
It's a very good show.
It's a very good show. You should watch it. If you like soccer, if you like girls, if you like cannibalism.
If you like girls and cannibalism.
Watch the show. Well, oh my gosh, there's so much to say about these characters.
We could do a part two next semester. When season three
drops! Oh my gosh, yes, we totally could. Well, I want to give a little bit. I know we're probably going to go over a little bit.
That's okay.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have my psych class today! Finals week! But, So, Misty is this character. We haven't talked about her at all.
She's absolutely crazy.
She is awesome. The older version of her is played by Christina Ricci, and she's awesome in this. But Misty is just a little bit of a psychopath. She's a little kooky.
Like, yes, I hate her, but also I love her.
I love her.
Like, she's so funny.
She's so freaking weird.
And I'm just obsessed with how much of a weirdo she is.
Yes, she's weird.
And she's so smart.
Yeah, like, she's very, in the first episode, someone, really breaks her, knee. Breaks it. And it was kind of a plan by,
wait,
do you remember in the very first episode, Ty is convinced that their teammate is not going to be good enough to play at nationals.
Yeah.
So she tries to really challenge her, and she trips her, and she falls, and her bone comes out of her body.
Eek.
And Misty comes running over. She's like, put pressure on it, and she puts and she touches
it. Yeah.
And then the girl, they say this in the first episode when they crash, because then they're like, well, Ty, you basically saved her life because we're out here now, and that girl, she's back home because you broke her leg.
Yeah.
And
that's crazy.
Whatever. So right when they get there, right when they land, Misty is in go mode.
I love her.
Their coach's leg got completely smushed and he passes out, so she chops his leg off.
She saves his life because she genuinely she chops his leg off and sews it and saves him.
Saves him. Immediately saves him. And he has no idea that his leg is missing because he's stayed laying down for a long time.
Yeah.
And so they have to tell him.
He's how bad is it? And they're like,
After Misty literally chopped his leg off. But I don't know, Misty, she talks about this later in the season, or later in the second season. She finds a sense of helpfulness. I don't not helplessness. She's very they think she's very useful.
Yeah.
And she finds her value in the fact that she's being so helpful. And everyone's giving her such credit, and they're all talking about her when they all bullied her back when they were at school.
Yeah.
But now that she's in go mode and she's saving lives. The rest of the girls are like, "Wow, Misty, she's really killing it."
Mm-hmm.
Misty stumbles upon
the emergency transmitter,
and she smashes it. She absolutely obliterates it, so they can so they can't be found.
It's insane.
And it's not really addressed throughout the first season or most of the second season.
Yeah.
But then she like finds a friend in this girl named Mari, who has always been there. Crystal. Crystal / Kristen. Which, have you seen the theories about that?
Yes, I have. There's a lot of theories.
There's a lot of theories about this whole show. A lot of people think that Kristen Crystal is not real.
That's crazy.
They think that she's like a figment of Misty's imagination.
Yeah.
But she tells Crystal, she tells her that that's what she did. Mm-hmm. And Crystal's like, you did what? And then Misty tells her that if she tells anybody, she'll kill her. And then
Crystal
falls off of a cliff and dies. But then when they go back, they can't find her body.
I think Crystal is real. I think she was real.
You think the snow just like covered her?
I think that she probably got eaten by wolves. Like there were wolves out there.
I guess. That's some people also think that some people think that she's not real because none of the girls really address her that well. And when they're given a task, they're given one task, not two tasks for the two of them. Yeah. They're given like, I don't know. But I love it. I love the theories. There's so much to say. But this next song is a Chloe pick.
This is during a very integral scene during the show. Continuation of the content warning. They are starving and decide, once they have already done it once, that they are going to choose someone to sacrifice themselves.
But you have no idea that when they start playing this game, you have no idea that's the game that they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, I won't spoil the scene too much because this is like in the last episode. But this is essentially, they are kind of hunting each other in the woods, and it's just like an epic.
Well, they play this game.
Yeah.
And they draw on the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
They draw on the Queen of Hearts and they draw like cross eyes and stuff. And they all, Shauna, who is the butcher, she passes out the cards and each of them pick out a card. And if you pull what do they call it? They call it something. I don't know. But if you pull the Queen of Hearts, basically, you are sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last episode, they kind of show the rules that we didn't really get to see because what we saw in their past was the first time they did it.
Yeah.
So the rules are you can either sacrifice yourself and like stay there as they kill you, or you can run and be hunted.
Yeah. And this girl, she ran. And this is the song, very epic 90s song that plays during the chase. This is, Bullet with Butterflies by the Smashing Pumpkins.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. We'll be right back. still just a rat in a cage. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. And someone will say, what is lost can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
That was Bullet with Butterfly Wings by the Smashing Pumpkins.
So funny, Chloe.
You
are such a funny girl.
Said the name of the song wrong, and I know the name. I listened to the Smashing Pumpkins. I promise. I'm a fan.
You don't have to defend yourself, Queen. Do your thing.
I have this, like...
You just have a thing where you say things wrong.
But I have this fear that there are people listening to the show being like, she's not a real 90s grunge fan.
Who cares? Who cares?
She's saying the name wrong.
Oh my gosh.
But
absolutely, who cares? Let them think that. Like, it does not matter.
While we are wrapping up, I wanted to give a shout out to my bestie who watched the show before me. I told her to watch it because I was waiting to watch it because I had to mentally prepare myself because I knew once I watched it, I would be obsessed. But she watched it. We both love the show. Shout out, Katie. Love you.
I love this show. I think that everyone should watch this show. I just think it's such a good show.
It's so good.
It's violent, which is bad, but it's also, like, it's so beautifully done, and the story is told in such a way where, like, oh my gosh, you just want more. Like, you just need to know.
I'm obsessed with it. I think I, like, want to watch it again over Christmas break.
I was going to start watching it again this week, but I was like, I have school. Let me focus. And then I will watch it again. So when I'm home for break, I'm going to watch this again. But
so true.
It is so good. So this last song is the theme song, actually.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the one that they have, they use in the show.
There's a couple, like, different versions.
There's different versions. This is, like, the original song. Mm-hmm. It is No Return by Alanis Morissette.
Go, lipstick stain on the rifle, rolling smoke. No return, no reason.
That was No Return by Alanis Morissette.
So freaking good. You should totally go watch it. Totally also check out our website, which is it linked in our bio?
We have a story like archive. So if you go to our Instagram, tellytunes.wux, and you like look at our like past stories, you can find the link for our website.
Yes. So this has been Tellytunes with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. And this is Monday, December 16th. The weather is rainy and beautiful outside. And I love it.
This was our last show for the semester. Keep your eyes peeled on the Instagram to find out what time we will be on air next semester, because it might be different.
Yes, so definitely keep tuning in and tell your friends about us, because we've had a lot of fun doing this. So
see you guys on the other side.